Every year, the Dogwood Festival takes place in Siloam Springs during the weekend of the last Sunday in April and brings an estimated 30,000 people to the downtown area. This year, a new festival that coincides with the Dogwood Festival is looking to draw some attention from that large crowd. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The 40th annual Dogwood Festival is scheduled for April 25th through the 27th in Siloam Springs. A new event, taking place April 26th, is looking to attract the attention of folks attending the well-established festival. The inaugural Homegrown Festival will showcase handmade goods and food from around the region. Matt Feierabend is one of the festival's organizers. He says the idea came from a random mix of people who care about Siloam Springs and want to see new and exciting things happening in their town. While they would like the festival to be its own event in the future, Matt says they thought it would be nice to piggyback on a festival that already exists. The Dogwood Festival is organized by the Siloam Springs Chamber of Commerce's Volunteer Dogwood Festival Committee. Matt says his group met with the committee and was pleased with the results.
We said, hey, here's our idea. We want to kind of focus on local vendors, local creators, and local curators. And we said, that's not a big part of your identity right now. Are you guys open to us doing something on the same weekend? And we were actually really pleasantly surprised that they were all on board. They were like, yes, that's the direction we want to take our festival eventually. We want to have more local vendors, but it's going to be, you know, several years before they can be primarily focused on that. And so they said, we would welcome you guys coming in and doing it on the same weekend as us.
Matt says the long-term goal is to have the Homegrown Festival be a separate event, likely in the fall, that helps bring people back to Siloam Springs. Next weekend's inaugural festival will include a number of local vendors, including Noble Dwelling, Pure Joy Ice Cream, Rascal and Betty, and American Native.
I think it was just after the Dogwood Festival last year when we started talking about, hey, what would we want to see in a festival if we were going to do our own? One of the vendors that came up immediately was American Native. We said, we know those guys. They both graduated from John Brown University, which is right here in Siloam Springs. And we said, those guys are doing the kinds of things we're talking about. It's handmade leather goods. Some of them are made out of denim, but primarily leather goods, belts, things like that. And they're doing high quality. They're doing really unique, really contemporary style stuff, too.
American Native is run by brothers Bobby and Clayton Chamberlain. The two work out of the garage of Bobby's multi-level home, which is located on the east side of Fayetteville.
It's a little rickety, watch your head.
After descending some stairs into the garage, you'll notice a large table located on the opposite side of the room. Sitting atop it are various tools like a sewing machine and a green cutting board. An American Native sign hangs on the east wall. Belts and an apron hang from one shelving unit, and an American flag is draped on another. Bobby and Clayton were raised on a farm in Jay, Oklahoma, and both graduated from John Brown University with a degree in graphic design. The name American Native comes from the fact that the brothers have some Cherokee ancestry and that their items are made in the United States. The brothers grew up in rural Oklahoma with a father who was quite handy. Bobby calls finding a way to make something work yourself instead of buying something new, maker's spirit. Clayton recalls using his hands a lot as a child.
For me, I think I struggled more with just sitting down and being on a computer all day. Because even though growing up on a farm, I wasn't sewing or anything, obviously. I had more hands-on work and was involved with just, you know, piddling around and doing stuff on, you know, there's not many.
You're a tinker.
Tinker, yeah. with not a lot of other children around growing up, you know, do things amongst the family and just find things to keep you entertained on a farm. So I think I've always enjoyed working with my hands, and I think that's where after graduating, I was like, well, I kind of want to do something with my hands. And then just from everything else that stemmed out, like,
I think it's a way to sort of marry the creativity with still some manual labor and that kind of thing. Still, like, you're not just someone who mass produces a lot of something. You're not just on an assembly line or anything like that. You're someone who has control over what the item looks like. you can influence it, you can change things about it.
During the fall of 2011, a road trip through the South included stops at some small mom-and-pop shops. The Chamberlain brothers were inspired to create a jean company, so they enrolled in sewing lessons. After that, they started discussing things they could make more easily. Bobby and Clayton noticed a trend of people being more detail-oriented and creating handmade goods, and they wanted to be part of that. In early 2012, they opened up an Etsy store and sold items like belts and keychains. While they still make leather belts, Clayton says they do so much more.
Friends and relatives and people just kind of when we started doing things were like, oh yeah, well, you guys are belt makers. I'm like, well, belts are where we're starting. Belts are a learning kind of a good transition to learn from leather because you learn kind of how it works, how to cut it, what to do with it. And then, I mean, it's kind of the simplest thing to do because you're cutting straps out of a side of leather and then you learn how to finish. But I was like, I don't really want to be pegged as just a belt maker because that's not really the whole passion. It's right. To do more bigger creative pieces that, you know, I mean, belts are awesome, I guess, but they seem kind of typical. They're often needed, but just kind of there, so.
And you've also, I think we've definitely developed even the most basic things like the belt. I've seen where I see our belt now versus, you know, a year and a half ago, I've definitely seen some quality progression and that kind of thing. So I think even in our most basic items that we've kind of, we haven't necessarily moved on from them, we've made them better, but it's just not as much where the passion is lying anymore.
Today, they also make other items like waxed canvas bags, as well as selvedge denim and leather aprons. Some of their goods are sold at Four-Legged Bird in Fayetteville, and Bobby says while they want to have some brick-and-mortar presence, their main focus is online sales. Through these sales, the Chamberlain brothers have been able to ship their goods internationally to places like Canada, Australia, and Singapore. The internet has also provided them with help when it comes to working with different materials like leather. They've also learned quite a bit just from hands-on experience.
Leather's not very forgiving in a lot of ways. You get a speck of something on a natural belt, you ruin the leather. You know, unless it's a or you dye it, and maybe that works. But especially in the sewing and that kind of thing, yeah. Leather is not forgiving at all. Once the needle has poked a hole in it, it's not like fabric. You take it out and it leaves permanent holes in it. So it's something to figure out and to get right. There has been a learning curve for sure.
Yeah, there has. Just from, we have like a heavier sewing machine that will handle. My brother's a little terrified of it. But just figuring out like the different needle sizes you need for sewing, you know, a thicker leather. It's just, there's definitely been times where you're just basically Googling and on like leather worker forums where like 60-year-old and retirees are talking about leather and what they do. And you're like, oh yeah, this is great. Cause they're just imparting wisdom on me and they don't even know it. And I can just, you know, well, it takes some researching to find those threads, but then you can find out what other people are doing and what size of needle goes with what size thread. And it's definitely been a challenge.
The more we experiment, the better we get at it.
Bobby says sometimes it feels like they are always experimenting. He says they're on this journey of figuring out what the right thing is, but that keeps it interesting and it keeps them engaged. The Chamberlain brothers are currently working on a leather wallet they hope to start selling soon. Bobby says there's a growing audience that cares about the origins of the products they buy and are willing to pay a little more for a quality product that will last longer. He says it's an honor to be part of a trend of creating quality handmade items. While it hasn't been easy, Bobby has a positive outlook on the company's future.
It's been work. It's not always the most, sometimes thankless, but at the same time, it's really exciting to see other people get excited about the things that, you know, we're usually pretty excited about, but sometimes we're just like, you know what, it was frustrating this time and this product. We're trying to figure out this. We're trying to nail down that. But we're optimistic about the future and want to start kind of promoting ourselves better, growing our audience, refining our products, maybe taking away a few, adding a few. I see that as far as kind of back to the fad comment, I think like I see that as we have, since we're a small company, we're agile enough that we can kind of work with what the demand is, and we're willing to kind of change our products a bit while just really maintaining that quality to fit what what the interest is.
American Native is one of several vendors participating in the inaugural Homegrown Festival, which is scheduled from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. April 26th on Broadway Street in Siloam Springs. For event details, visit facebook.com/homegrownfestar. For more on the Chamberlain Brothers, visit AmericanNativeGoods.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.